The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I hope the turkey was good, the prime rib, the polo sausage and sauerkraut, whatever you guys and ladies had for Thanksgiving. I hope it was a good one. But most important, I hope you were just all together. And that is really what it is. It's the holidays, man. You know, what the heck? Hey, we got a packed show today. Holy Jesus. But before we get to that, remember, please, one more time, please. Okay. Remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on either the ESPN Chicago app, or you can go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, chaunceysgreatoutdoors.com. Click on the word podcast, and then guess what happens? You listen to Chauncey. 24/7. And so it's, you know, that easy. You can hear today's show. You can hear last week, a month ago, 6 months ago. There's lots of shows there. You can hear our high points and our low points, as I like to put it, you know, me sneezing on the air and a few other things. But, you know, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And please like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I want to say good morning to our friends that are listening to us. Snowbound in Pennsylvania that already sent me a note this morning, and our friends in Maine. And I'm not forgetting you, the European fan club of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I don't know what to call it, but the people that are listening to us in Italy, Scotland, England, France, Belgium, Frankfurt. There's another place I missed. Oh, Venice. Yeah, they're listening to us in Venice. So thank you, all those people, the expats that are out there listening to someone from the Midwest. Wow. All right. When I mean packed, folks, we got a packed show, so I got to go on a fly here. On this week's program, we've got a lot of interviews going on. I got to get phone lines up and everything else here. First thing we're going to have on is Michael Feinberg. He's a young 13-year-old angler who loves fishing. And this summer, his dad took him down to Western Michigan with do a little bit of king salmon fishing with a fly rod. 13 years old. The kid's going to be pulled down a river. But he didn't. But he had some fish. He lost fish, which is what you do when you fly fish on those rivers. And it was a great time for him. He was a little bit nervous. I taped the interview earlier, so I'm, you know, want to make sure I got it all done right with him. But he did a great job. His mom and dad ought to be very proud of him. Then Pete Meyer. I can't even tell you how long I've known Pete, but he participated in an Army Corps of Engineer and an outdoor club from the local high school in Cesar, Illinois, a deer hunt at Wren Lake on the Fed land. This is an unbelievable thing. I says, don't even talk to me anymore. I want it all on the show on Saturday. So he is so excited about it. I can't wait to hear all of it. And then we're going to have on Sergeant Seth Thornley, an Illinois DNR CPO, Conservation Police Officer. He's going to be talking about the rules about using drones. Oh, I'm going to bring the drone out with me, and I can see the deer walking at me. Where there's rules, folks, about using drones, e-bikes, and more while you're out hunting in Illinois. And our second season starts next Saturday, Friday, rather. So please, we'll for Illinois, the deer season. Wild reports on deer season. We real quick, we got like 54,000 of them, but I'll try to mention that later on in the show in the last segment. But and then we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report and more. So there's lots of things that are going on in the great outdoors. You know what? Let's get my buddy Michael on the phone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, I have a really unique young angler. He was out fishing one of the rivers in western Michigan earlier this year, you know, when it was warm out, not chipping ice off of his waders. But his name is Michael Feinberg, and he was fly fishing, which I and Michael is only 13 years old. And I'm going to be 14 really soon, okay? And, Michael, I have to say congratulations on this great-looking fish that I got a picture of. Is that the first time you've ever streamed fish, a salmon?
I'm not sure, actually. I mean, yeah, we have.
When you're fishing, you're using a fly rod and reel, right?
Yeah.
That's a little difficult. Do you remember what kind of lure you had on the fly reel, on the fly line?
Egg fly.
Oh, an egg fly. Oh, yeah, because that's the salmon are eating the things that look like eggs from other salmon that have been trying to drop them in the rivers and streams and stuff like that. Now, when you were fishing, did this fish grab onto your egg fly and take off running?
No, I was able to keep it on for a bit, and then it, like, got off. I mean, the one that I caught stayed on, but the others, I lost.
The other ones you lost. Now, how many did you lose?
Probably 2, 5 or something.
Well, that's really good, Mike. Was it a little difficult fishing a stream like that? Because that's... There's not a lot of room on a stream like that or river, is there?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what you were doing, did you have to learn how to do a different kind of cast, like a roll cast, they call it?
I think a strip cast.
Okay. You're casting a little bit and then letting it drift down the river, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When the fish would hit, what happened? I mean, did you get excited?
Yes.
Cool. Cool. That is really cool, buddy. That's really cool. Did any of them jump out of the water when they hit or no?
Yes, they have.
Oh, that's really good. I like that. That's some really cool stuff there. Now, the fish come, they hit the lure, or the egg fly, and they run off some line. And then, you know, of course, because a lot of really good fly fishermen like you, you take the barbs of those hooks and you bend them down. So that way the fish has a fighting chance of getting off. That's probably why you lost some of those fish, you know that?
Yeah.
What was the best thing about fishing for them? Do you remember? When you were fishing in the creek, what did you like best?
Probably the red and the spawning.
You mean watching the fish in the deeper holds?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There were like kind of so many.
Oh, were there? Now, were they piling up in the shallows where they made beds to, you know, drop their eggs and stuff like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see any fish? They kind of bump each other when they do that. Sometimes the male salmon will bump another salmon, try to get away. I want to be over here. Did you see anything like that?
I think so.
Well, that's really good. That's really good. And so you did that. You got this really nice salmon that people could look on our Facebook page at Chauncey's Great Outdoors. After the show, it'll be up there. You were pretty proud of your catch, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. Now, your dad said something about you got a lake trout sometime?
Yeah.
What kind of lake trout was it? A big lake trout?
It was a big one. It was in 150 feet of water.
That's an awful lot of cranking on a reel to get the fish into the boat, you know?
Yeah. It was so big. It was like
12 pounds. And then you got the fish up. And did you do the little happy dance like I do when I get a big fish?
Nah.
I do a little happy dance. Yeah, well, everyone's excited, Michael, but I mean, I do a little happy dance like, woo, 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 you know, like that. And I have a good time doing that. Well, you know, my friend, it sounds like you had a great trip with your dad, and you were, you know, wading in a stream in, like, western Michigan.
No.
I think you were out with the Ripple Guide Service, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Were they nice people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, my friend Michael, I'm going to let you go, and I want to thank you for coming on the show with me this morning and having some fun and telling me about this big, big fish that you caught, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, you have a good time, and keep sending me pictures of those big fish, okay?
Okay, we will.
All right. Thank you, Michael. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
I'm DNR Conservation Officer Tony Salzer.
And I'm Minnesota Wild goaltender Alex Stalock. As a kid growing up in Minnesota, I loved getting on the ice any way I could, whether I was playing ice hockey with my friends or ice fishing on the lake.
Whatever it is that brings you to the lake, we want you to remember that ice is never 100% safe. There needs to be at least 4 inches to walk or skate on, and 5 to 7 for ATVs and snowmobiles.
So have fun and be safe while skating in the state of hockey.
Or dropping a line through the ice in the state of fishing.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
You can't catch fish. I got a little story about a city boy that came to Wisconsin up from Illinois so he can enter the big fish contest. It's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told him.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the telephone, yes, on the telly, we've got a gentleman who, you know, I know there's a lot of great deer hunters out there. But Pete Meyer, my good buddy, has probably got the biggest collection of deer pins for all the deer he's shot over the years in his garage. Pete, how are you?
Pretty much.
How you doing, Chauncey?
I'm doing okay. As a matter of fact, we're talking with Pete while he's doing a little bit of processing his deer from the weekend here in Illinois.
Yes.
And how the buck or doe was it?
It was a 6-point buck.
Ooh, nice.
50-pound buck. Yeah, it was nice deer.
Mm-hmm.
Shot it at 100 yards.
Wow.
One shot. Yeah, it worked well.
Okay. But the thing is, the reason I want to talk to Pete was Pete went down to, southern Illinois, the Benton area, Wren Lake area, where who was running this hunt?
Well, it's U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Wayne Fitzgerald Park down near Wren Lake runs it along with Besser Valier High School Outdoorsman Club. And it's a group of like four adults, husband-wife team, plus 50 children, or young kids from the high school, from freshman to senior, that run with the hunters. So when you get down there, they give you a set of people to go with you for the whole hunt. So I had two people attached to me whenever I needed them.
Okay, so let's get this right. You went down there to go hunting, and you stay down there for the few days.
Yeah.
The Besser Valley High School has an outdoor.
Besser Valier. I think that's how it's spelled.
That's how it's spelled.
Valier. Yeah.
They have
an
outdoor club, and all these high school. Young, strong-backed high school kids.
Yes, exactly.
Come out to... Do they sit in the blind with you?
Oh, no. They'll set you up. They have a banquet dinner, so everybody sits down and they meet your guides, and they sit with you, and they have a silent auction, and it's just a phenomenal event the first night before you even hunt. The next night, you have to go in and check in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they give you a breakfast. And the next thing is, two of these guides go with you to set your stand up, whether it be a stand or a blind, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring your gun with them and your chair and whatever else you bring. They'll carry it out there for you to the blind and the setup. And then they leave. And then you're there for the whatever turn you want. During the lunch hour, if you decide to go eat your lunch, you can go to your car and eat, or you can sit in your chair and eat, or they'll bring you a lunch. So it's that great. And then if you harvest a deer, you call it in to one of the people running it, and they'll send a group of, I bet you, 6 or 8 people, it's all kids and one adult, come out to bring the deer out of the woods, into the truck, back to the check-in station where they clean it for you. And it's just phenomenal. I've taken videos and selfies with all these kids, and it's a great event. I can't wait to go do it again next year.
Pete, I am sitting here with my mouth wide open.
Oh, yes, I loved it. I talked to the people from the, I was going to say DNR, but they're different. They're U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which is Rangers.
Right, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Army Corps of Engineers, and all those guys.
Exactly. They're just like the DNR, but they're federal.
Yeah.
So it's just so such a great event. So I told all the people down there what I did in the past, and I said, now I know what it's like, because what you guys are doing is the same thing I used to do at hunting and fishing days.
Yeah. That's true. So, it's true.
I just gave him kudos constantly for how well run this event is.
Let's think about this.
Anyone with a disability can apply for it through that website, I think, for Besser Valier High School, Outdoorsman Club, or you can go to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for Wren Lake area and set yourself up with a guided disabled hunt for next year.
Pete.
You want to do it.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't know if I can get away with, I've only got one fake hip, But I'm going, this is amazing. Okay, I don't want to say condense it, but let's talk about this. Here you are, somebody that has, and I know you've got a fake shoulder, two hips. I think your heart's still, you know, the one you got issued when you were
born. Still working.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got two artificial hips and an artificial shoulder.
Yeah.
But I still get out.
Yeah, you still get out.
I'm still going to go.
Right, you still get out. So you applied for this, you went down. And what's blowing me away is that the kids in this high school are excited and want to be part. Well, let's talk about it. This is Southern Illinois. It's not suburban Chicago, these kids. They fish, they hunt, they camp, they ride their bikes, you know, they shoot guns.
And it's an actual outdoorsman club that these kids belong to at the high school. And they do this all for free. It's just amazing and how polite these kids are and how awesome run this entire event was. It's phenomenal.
Did they gut the deer for you, too?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
Pete.
Nobody's allowed to gut the deer in the woods because it's a camping area. It's all Wayne Fitzgerald camping ground.
Oh, that's right. It is.
So it's closed for the hunters.
Mm.
So they got gates up where nobody can go in there. There's not supposed to be anyone in there for this hunting season. So they close it down just for the disabled hunters. And then once you get a deer, you call it in and they'll pick it up. They bring it over to where their camp is, and they proceed to hang it up in a tree, guess its weight or do its weight. They skin it, and they'll gut it right there, and they put all the stuff right in a trough, and they haul it out into the woods in a certain spot. And if you want, you can have it quartered out and put in a cooler. And I said, well, please do that. My car is packed for going home. I have no room. Sure, no problem. They skinned it, gutted it, cut it up in quarters, took out the back straps, took out the tenderloins, and gave me all this packaging. And I went, okie dokie, fine. Can you fry it for me? Yeah.
Pete, this is...
What a fantastic trip.
And
like I said, I gave kudos to everybody that was working there. And I asked them, is there any charge for this? No, not whatsoever. They don't want any money. It's all out. The kids are doing the kindness of their heart. They're all outdoorsmen, girls, boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal. So anybody who's handicapped has got to get out there and try that. And there are handicapped hunts, there are disabled hunts, many places in Illinois.
Yeah.
You just got to look for them.
Like I said, these hunts for the physically challenged, it's amazing what they're doing down there.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. I'm going to have to get somebody on the phone and talk to them about it. This is so cool that they do this. And, you know, they skin it, they gut it. It's like Pete Meyer on safari, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wow, this is nice. And I'm actually telling them, well, you know, do you want me to fillet that for you? And I could do it. No, we got it.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in awe. So there's so many people there with the disabilities, some with one arm,
mm-hmm.
some with one leg, some with no legs.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter. They came out in wheelchairs, and they're outdoorsmen. And they're out there to have fun, and these people are out there to take care of you.
Mm.
And it's the nicest thing that I've ever accepted or been to an event.
Yeah.
It's just a great time.
I would say so. I've been to some pheasant hunts, Pete. Everybody, we're talking to my good friend Pete Meyer, who literally, we did not talk about this before he came on the air. When he started talking to me, I said, stop. I want to, let me get all the gear together to interview you. And I have no idea about this whole thing. I've learned so much, just like you listening to my program have learned today. But I was at a pheasant hunt, and they had a couple of guys that were in wheelchairs. And how do you take them hunting? Okay. And somebody created this most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. You hook it up to the front of an ATV, the little four-wheel quaders, not the big ones, the little ones, and you use the winch that picks up the snowplow up and down or pulls you out of a mud hole, one of the two. But that front-end winch, and it's a tubular, or not, what do you call a tube, not a tube, it's a channel, it's got four sides.
Tubular steel
channel that is made that a hunter in a chair could sit in, okay? And there's a lock on the front where you can give them safety, and you just go through the field with the other hunters and the dogs, and when the dogs go on point, the person driving the ATV, you know, putt, closer to the to where the dog is, drops that cage, and I apologize for using the term cage, but that thing in the front of the, you know, that the chair is in, drops it to the ground, and the hunter is able to shoot his pheasant. He was in the field with us, or she was in the field with us, enjoying a day hunting. It was so much fun. I was excited. I didn't want to shoot a bird. I wanted that person to shoot all the birds because he was having way too much fun.
Yeah. That sounded fantastic.
That is so cool. I can't believe this. And this has probably been going on for years, and I never knew it, down there at Wren Lake.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going on down there. It's why I hunt down there. I've hunted down there for many years.
Oh, I know you have. We talked a year or two ago about, you know, watching some, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was in a blind one when you were down there, and you were calling, and I was talking to you, and a deer came out.
I know. It was funny. Yeah. That was a good one. It's like, John, hold on. I got to do something here. Boom!
And then it got off, and I couldn't shoot. It was like 150 yards away, and it was too dark. But it rounded the corner, and I heard a gunshot, and he harvested it, and you know who the guy was that harvested
That's
it.
That's right, I did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's cool. Well, Pete, I just want to say thank you for educating not just me, but everybody who's listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this hunt down at Wren Lake for, you know, someone who has a who's physically challenged that, you know, but you got to apply through the school, you said, or the outdoor club. Go online.
Yeah, either the outdoor club at Cesar Dalier High School in Cesar, Illinois, or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And the people I got to give a shout out to is like Tracy Masters and her husband, Doug. Then there was Rachel Payne and her husband, I forget what his name was, but. Mm-hmm. They ran it as two couples that did all of this for the event, and they just do a phenomenal job. So a shout out to them.
And the kids.
Cesar Dalier School.
And the high school kids were having fun, getting dirty.
They enjoyed every second of it. They were smiling and grateful and happy and, yes, sir, no, sir, can I get you something, sir? And they would call me Peter constantly. Peter, is there anything I can get for you? No, I'm good.
Girls are involved in this too, I bet, right?
Oh, yeah. They were boys and girls. It was just a fantastic trip.
Pete, I'm going to have to go. I just want to go down there and watch this. I think I've just found out what I'm going to do next year.
I think that's what you got to do. And you can go down there, and we can go down there and do a hunt together. Now,
that would get one of us in trouble. But that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Pete. Well, you could be my guide.
That's right. I could be your able-bodied person. Okay.
That's exactly. Yeah, right.
Pete, I want to say thank you. Thank you for doing this with us this morning and telling so much about something you can do right here in our own backyard of Illinois. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Chauncey. I love your show.
Thank you. You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you.
Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh.
So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Deer Hunter!
This is Phil Piscitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day. But first I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night playing cards and drinking blast beer. Shoot, there it is. Let's get some beer.
Shoot, there it is.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And... man, I don't care what state you go into, in the upper Midwest and probably more even around the country. I'm not quite sure about other parts, but it's deer season going on in different parts of the country. Illinois, we have two separate weekends. Some states have 2 weeks, but whatever. But in Illinois, there's a couple of rules out there that I was like, what? And I said, we better get somebody of great knowledge, which is Sergeant Seth Thornley from the Department of Conservation. He's one of our conservation CPOs who's going to kind of explain this new technology. I love this because I can just visualize people with their smartphones and not looking at the deer, you know? But oh, Seth, yeah. Thanks for coming on. Oh, you know, you... been a conservation officer for a number of years. You're up in the northeast part of Chicago, in northeast Illinois for a while, and now you're in the central area. And I know you guys are busier than bejesus with deer season, but how, you know, I never thought about this. Drones, using drones when they're, you know, you're hunting and deer hunting.
You know, well, obviously, you know, things are advancing, you know, over the years here, and technology is fastly, you know, evolving. And you know, this is something that's new to us. It's really kind of been a come to light in the last few years, mm-hmm. in the technology in the drones, and you know, it's something we needed to address, you know, through statute to ensure, you know, that we had you know, ethical hunting within the state,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the fair chase. I think director's spoken about this before. You know, the spirit of the fair chase, and you know, having the widely accepted the hunting ethics.
Yeah, and you know, matter of fact, I just thought about this. You know, using something like a drone, if you're hunting, is like using what a lot of anglers are upset. The professional anglers are using those live scopes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I never thought of that. I went, well, yeah, I guess that's kind of the same thing, if you think about it.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we changed this. This law was changed or updated, I should say, a few years ago. So, in regards to drones, you know, obviously it is illegal to use the use of an unmanned aircraft or drone for any aspect of hunting and recovering wildlife. Specifically, you know, the statute itself is, you know, 520 ILCS 2.33I, which is basically it is unlawful to take, pursue, or intentionally harass or disturb in any manner any wild bird or mammal by the use of aid of any vehicle, conveyance, and then they went in there and they added the unmanned aircraft portion.
And basically an unmanned aircraft puts you into the drone world.
That is correct.
This, I mean, I never thought of this like that. I'm like, wow. You know, Jesus, Seth, this is a, this, I'm glad it's there, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, and you can, someone will say, well, you know, we're just trying to find, no, you know, you have trail cameras. You have, you know, the fair chase of learning about the deer and stuff like that, you know, and there's so many different things that people will probably come up with excuses, but I think it's a smart idea to say, let's not do this, boys and girls. You know, this is fair chase.
Yep.
We got to do this. We got to give the deer have a chance, even though some parts of Illinois, the deer have fangs on them, but that's another whole subject, you know. But
yep. So, yeah, that's, you know, that's where we're at with drones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all about the fair chase, you know.
Yep.
You're going to get, you know, what about the recovery?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I understand, you know, some frustrations, but, you know, in the end, you got to think about that fair chase and, you know, those good hunting ethics, you know, you want people to take good shots. You don't want people to you know, see, you know, buck of a lifetime out there and send a shot they normally wouldn't shoot just for the fact that, you know, if drones were available, well, I'm going to find it with a drone, you know, let it do its thing. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about, you know, the fair chase and those good hunting ethics, and that's, you know, what we're trying to promote here.
Cool. Now, the other one is, this one, I really can't even wrap my three working brain cells. I'm giving myself benefit of having three. Artificial intelligence, or AI as everybody talks about it, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, how is that involved with the hunting?
Well, you know, that comes into play whenever you have an individual that may be preparing for whatever season they're wanting to go and, you know, and hunt in. You know, and they're maybe not sure of a specific rule or regulation. So what's the easiest thing to do? You're going to go to Google or any other search engine,
mm-hmm.
and type in, hey, can I, you know, how close do I need to be? How close can I hunt to a property line?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is actually a specific example, but I've been received several calls in the last several weeks on this. And it's a 50-foot rule. If you Google how far from a property line can I hunt, it will come back and it will say it is illegal to hunt within 50 foot of a property line. And that is not true. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So AI is taking information, this specific incident, this, you know, this example, AI is taking information from a bill that was proposed back in 2013, 2014, General Assembly, that, you know, proposed a 50-foot from a property line that somebody could hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they Google that, AI is pulling that information from the World Wide Web and putting it up there as a quick reference for you, and that information is not correct. So I guess the biggest thing, you know, in this press bulletin regarding artificial intelligence is just, you know, you can Google something, but please be aware that that may not be the right answer. You know, use our Hunting Digest that's out there in a printed version or a PDF version.
Mm-hmm.
Get on Illinois General Assembly, ILGA.com, and look up the compiled statutes yourself, or simply call your local officer. You know, our numbers, and I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but every officer in the state has a working cell phone number, and those numbers are placed on, if you Google IDNR, open up our main page, on the bottom it says contact your local conservation officer. Every officer by county, their number and email address is there. So reach out to your local officer. You know, if you want to, you know, you want to verify, you know, what is correct,
mm-hmm.
Reach out to them and, you know, ask them the question and, you know,
and get an answer.
They may not know the answer right then and there, but they will definitely get back with you.
Oh, yeah, they will do that.
Most accurate information.
Seth, I just want you to know, you've given everybody my main line of phone numbers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
How do you know how to call this officer in this county? Oh, I got his number in my phone. You know? No, it's on a list. Yep. It's on the Facebook page.
Nope. They're there for everybody. It's public knowledge right there at the bottom of the DNR page.
Yeah. But, you know, you're right on that because when you ask a question, the AI, artificial intelligence, is looking at the question, but it's not looking to answer what you're looking for. You know, it could be 50 feet from a fence line in, you know, Tennessee or something. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's not giving the right information. And it, besides, whether you said PDF or pick up a printed file, read the dang book, people.
Yep, read the book. And, you know, in the worst case, call an officer.
Yep.
You know, we're happy to help. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I never, you know, never skipped a beat answering the phone call to answer a question for an individual. Because, obviously, you know, we want them to do it the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not out there to hem anybody up by any means.
No.
We want you to go out and enjoy what Illinois has to offer.
Yeah. By the way, what is it for Illinois property of hunting by the property line?
So there's no set distance. You just can't shoot on, upon, or across the property line without permission.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you or I were neighbors, we're sitting on a fence, we could basically have our backs touching each other, but I got to shoot my way and
you got
to shoot your way. Unless we give each other permission to shoot on each other on each other's property.
Okay. I mean, since we teased the people, I figure we better get an answer.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. No. There's as of right now, there's no statute stating any distance from a property line.
Yeah. Okay. The last one was precipitated my phone call to Seth here, Sergeant Seth, was because I was getting phone calls about e-bikes. And, you know, using e-bikes, you know, to go out to your stand to do this. And I was kind of like, you know, as I've become, I'm not allowed to say the word mature and my name in the same sentence, according to my daughter.
Uh-huh.
One of my daughters says I'm not allowed to say that, you know. So she said, you could say seasoned outdoorsman, Dad. I said, okay.
Seasoned,
yeah. But I'm not mature. You know, I went, whoa, you know, you get on your e-bike and you kind of zip out to your blind. It's quiet. It's not sounding like a Kawasaki, you know. And I'm like, oh, this isn't, you get Seth on the phone and ask him these questions. So what's the rule with e-bikes?
So e-bikes, I mean, they can be used, okay? If you're on private property, you know, basically the sky's the limit what you do on your property, where you want to travel on your e-bike on your property, okay? Now, where it comes into play is when you are on state property, all right? There is an administrative rule that states, you know, it's unlawful for any person to ride a bicycle or a low-speed electric bike, you know, as defined by the Illinois Vehicle Code, except upon a roadway designated for vehicle use, parking lots, or a posted bicycle trail. So if you're on state property, those are the only three places that you can operate an electric bike.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are the three places you can, and you figure you can't, but you're not allowed to use it to get to your blind when you're hunting or whatever, correct?
Correct. Yeah, you can't take it off the bike trails, the public access roads, to roll right up to your blind on state property.
Okay. Now,
if you're on private property, not an issue, but when it comes to state property, that's where the regulations come to effect.
Right. And, you know, getting on your e-bike on private property isn't the Wild West where you're putting your, you know, saddle on your horse and you're putting your shotgun and your scabbard on the side of the saddle. I mean, you have to have your gun properly cased, correct? Or your bow has to be?
Correct. An e-bike is no different than being in your vehicle. So whatever laws encompass you being in a truck or car or van or whatever it may be going to your hunting site, and how your guns or archery devices are cased, the same has to be with your e-bike till you get to the stand.
Right.
It is considered a vehicle by definition.
And that's on private property, a club or whatever. You got to those are the rules you got to obey, you know. Come on, people.
Correct.
See, that was the one that I was kind of going,
you know? And then I was like, there's got to be something more there. Call Seth, because he'll straighten you out, Chauncey.
Yep. No, it's got to be in a case or made inoperable. Archery dog has to be made inoperable.
Yeah.
So.
One of the things, everyone, and Seth has no idea that I'm going to blindside him with this, but when a conservation officer approaches you, you have to remember, everybody he approaches has, basically a live firearm in their hand. And, you know, listen to him. If he says, please, unrack the shells, leave it open, open the break of the double-barrel shotgun, or, leave it open. Just listen to his, what he's asking you to do, because, hey, he wants to go back home to his family. And that's the important thing. He's doing a job of protecting our outdoors for everyone, but he wants to go back to his family. And when he's asking you these things to do, he's doing it for your safety and as well as his own safety. Because I've seen people, try to take a gun and do unrack a shell or something, and their gun goes off and they just miss their dog. I mean, it's just, listen to the officer's commands. He's not being a bad guy. He's just being safe. And that's, I think, an important thing that we want all of our conservation officers to go home and have a fun and just sit and tell me stories about what they found in the great outdoors. That's another thing.
Right. We want to conduct our compliance check in a safe manner, as quickly as possible and thoroughly as possible, so we can go on about our day and they can get back to hunting or whatever they need to be doing.
Yeah, and double check yourself. Have your driver's license or a state identification card. Have your hunting license or fishing license. Have your
permits.
Permits for the area, et cetera. Even permission slip from the property owner if you're on somebody else's private property. Have all that in a little Ziploc bag tucked in your pocket. It'll make it so fast he'll go, oh, okay, have fun, Chance. We'll see you next time, and walk away. But those are the important things. Seth, thanks for
sure. I know, real quick, though, you mentioned permits, all right? So, a lot of adults are taking their children out to enjoy the wildlife and hunt. And for generations to come here.
Mm-hmm.
But just a reminder for those parents with children, once that child is in the field, they have to possess their own permits on their own person, okay? So there is a law out there that says, you can't carry permits of another person. So if you're at a vehicle, out of the field, you can hold on to your child's permits, but once you're back in the field, the child has to have their own permits on their person. So I just don't want anybody to get hummed up there. Nobody wants to have their son or daughter lose their permit and they can't go out and hunt, but in the field they have to have their own and retain their own permits while in the field.
Excellent comment, Seth. Never thought of that. Excellent comment. That's a very, and it gives a little responsibility in the mind of your, children.
I'd be lying if I said I haven't received numerous calls where, a child has lost their permits going from point A to point B and what they need to do. So we try to help them out and steer them in the right direction there. But there is a sense of responsibility there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Seth, thanks once again. Enjoy deer season in Illinois and be safe as always. And I look forward to talking to you down the road about other things with the different flora, fauna, and just enjoying the great outdoors in Illinois. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody stay safe and have a good hunting season.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season, with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Oh, gosh, this ice is thin.
Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, Presley's Outdoors in Bartonville, Illinois, Mike's Tackle World in Decatur, Hunting Stuff in Salem, Illinois, and Dunn's Sporting Goods also in Marion, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rods and feel the future of fishing today.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, my goodness, Black Friday weekend. It's a lot of stuff going on here. Hope you enjoyed today's show. There's a lot of fun interviews there. But my good buddies at Midwest Outdoors Magazine and TV show have been helping the Chicagoland enjoy the great outdoors for 50 years. Wow. To show their appreciation for your support, they are offering a 20-20-20 Black Friday weekend deal that you don't want to miss. For $20, you will receive 20 issues of Midwest Outdoors Magazine, a $20 gift certificate to TackleDirect.com. That's 20 issues of Midwest Outdoors delivered to your door. You also get access to the digital edition, which has both bonus articles and all kinds of neat stuff, marked maps and things. And mine. Fishing report. You'll also get a $20 gift card to Tackle Direct. Can't go wrong. It's one of the biggest online tackle companies enjoying the great outdoors, all for $20. Okay, we got to jam this quick, guys. First of all, the Aiden Fisher report. I know he's out deer hunting. Let me pull it up here on a computer screen. I got to make sure I get this. And it says, Papa. Dad and I went hunting, and we saw a few does, but we only had buck-only licenses, and then it started to snow. That lake effect snow, you know what that is. It keeps coming, and they did in western Michigan. They had an 18-car pileup not far from where they live. The deer did not move around, so we decided we better call it quits for the day. We're out again this Saturday, and it's still snowing a little bit, but we hope the deer are going to be moving because they got to get hungry. I have Christmas wreaths for you to pick up, so I'll see you on Sunday. Ooh, I guess I'm going to Michigan Sunday. This weekend, I don't think Uncle Tom got anything because he didn't call us. That's right. You got that right. And that's brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Rented teeth today, everybody. Lakefront perch. Okay. You know, Mark Kubal, who I good friend of mine, he goes out on Lake Michigan in a boat a lot. And this time of the year, he's hitting his spots out in, you know, the Indiana waters, Illinois waters, and down near the far south end. And he's picking up his perch. He works hard for him. And, he's throwing back, fish that are too small to keep. But I'm hearing other people catching, limits of perch. I haven't seen photos. I'm not, I will believe a couple of perch here and there, but I'm not believing full limits until we start seeing photos. And you can send them to me at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. As a matter of fact, send me some other photos of hunting and fishing stuff, and we'll post it on our Facebook page at Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's always fun to do. But tell me a little bit, like, where you were. Don't just say, oh, look at my fish. Okay? Say where you were when you caught it and what you used. I like that. Navy Pier was slow on Thanksgiving Day. Only a few fish that were, I'm going to call keepers, were caught. My buddy Ken Huskers O'Malley did a good job. He was, hitting some things and working on some fish. He says, whack 'em and stack 'em, custom baits. Tipped with a little bee moth. Worked under a float. That's the good thing to go with. Oh, do I hear the flute? I hear the flute playing. When we hear the flute playing, then we're coming to the end of the show. And once again, this one comes from my friend Apensui Majuat. And it says, things would go well for us if we would think positively about everything. Things would go well for us if we would think positively about everything. You plant good seeds, you get good crops. You plant bad seeds, you get bad crops. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. See you next weekend.